Kyle Tarag and Afike Moya. Kyle Zocha Tarag Nakiv. Says Ayel is Lashon Zocha, Tarag is Lashon Nakiv. Tarag is a Lashon of Chuka, the Chuka. Zilama Ela Yolozu, Kashi Yeshu Zala Mashbear, when she has to have a baby, when she spoke a Mazmin and Nochash. Right, the Rabban Shalom is Mazmin and Nochash, and Neshech Birachma, and he bites the Rechem, because she's got a Rechem Tsa, and Niftach a Rechem. Chaynem a Kael Tarek, Shayn. It says to be Mazmin, well, the Indian of Nochash, the Nochash has to be Neshech, the Rechem, in order to bring the Hashpa. Ha'inyan hu ma'asha kosu b'zoya kodesh itza miyoyma da'adiyas, it means from the day she has da'as, leysa b'pume ela d'char. All she says, all she speaks about is the zocha. In other words, the chukka of the nukva to the d'char, to the hashpa. And he's going to be masbe the yisoidus of the chukka of the middle of nukva, the middle of nakeva, the middle of malchus. Discussed it in Chukka of Malchus feels less lamigar maklum than a keva feels less lamigar maklum is a Chukka. Ve'ine mebnei, shekol Chukkas ha'nukva, the whole Chukka of the nukva is l'skala lo b'duchu. To be l'skala with the zocha, k'may mechazal, tav l'meisav tandoim and l'meisav armaloid. Anything is better, the woman wants to get married, because she can't be alone. So why does it say lashon of doi dalet vov, is dalas. Dallas is less lamigar meklum. Is dalat vav is always the ois hamshacha, right? Is the yud is the shayrish of the hashpa, and the kav is the hamshacha coming down. It's the beginning of yud kevav works the same way. The vav is tferes is the zachar, and the hey hachreina is the nukva, the beginning of nukva. And the yichud we have to make is the yichud of vav ke. Take it out. Take it. You want to take it on?
No, it's
good. So the yichud of vav ke, vav is the hamshacha coming down, and brings it down into the bechin of nukva. Right. In other words, I why is one dalet and one's hey? That's another sod. And I'm going to say now that's the sod of yud ke vav ke. Yehuda, you spell yud ke vav dalet hey. Dalet is the dalas. In other words, Yehuda is the bechin of magala. The hey achreina is the hey achreina is a dalas. The ke hey dalas is poor. Poor is less lamigar meklum. Less lamigar meklum. Is therefore she means that's the yichud. The yichud we have to make with the vav ke is the yichud that we have to feel the bechin of the chukka. We have to feel that chukka. The chukka of the yearning for the hashpa, the yearning to be niskal and the Rabban Shalom as Netzias, and the yearning that's the yichud of Vavke, that's the whole avoid and all mazeh. Whole avoid and all mazeh is the avoid of the feeling of less lamigam meklum, which brings the hashpa down to the bechin zvav. The Yaakovino Teferis, it's all the bechin, it's all the zvav. The zvav is the yud, which is the hashpa milamala. The yud is the moyach, the hashpa milamala, and the kav is bringing it down and brings it down into the nukav. The person feels that less, he hasn't got any metzias. Every person wants to have a metzias. That's the shrek of being an eved. An eved is, hasn't got his own metzias. His metzias is meshuvet. His meshuvet to his baal is metzias. Everybody wants to break out the chayrus because they want to feel they have their own metzias. Or by PMS, there's einod milvadoi. Einod milvadoi. There's only one metzias. Everybody's got a chukka for their metzias. Or when it's nisbarat. There is only one Metzias, it's Metzias Avoyis Baruch Shemai Bisala, and Mela, therefore, that's the Hiskal, that's the Chukka, the person feels he wants to be part of that Metzias, because that is the Metzias. Nobody wants to have a feeling of Heder, of nothing, of non existence, Bichlal. Mela, that's the natural Chukka to be in the skull into the Metzias Amitis. Metzias Amitis is Rabban Shleinu, and that brings the Hashpa down. So that's the Mechina of Nakeva, Nukva, Lislami Garmakun. Person feels that he's a metzias. Maybe he's not. He hasn't got a chukka, because every person wants to feel that he's shaykh to the metzias. If he feels himself as a metzias, he's got no chukka to the metzias hamiti. That's bechin of avodazar. A person is emistik a chukka is the nukva to be niskal b'dechura. Is that the emistik? That's the emistik. So down here we're all in that matzah, but we have to have a chukka to be niskal into the rabban shleinu. That's the bechin of the vav. That's the beginning of the Hashpah coming up. That's the Dalad and the Vav he's talking about now. V'zeh du, v'chein Adam Rishon, du partzufin barab, ne reib chukos l'istabi b'chines azocha l'snai gal yadoi. So since the chukah of the Nekeva is to be dovak in the b'chines azocha, and to be nesnai gal yadoi, okay, therefore, leise v'puma el yidacha. It's all in and of zechir b'chis amal. Sfar Magdashim say that the union of Schira, Schira comes from Lashon Zachar. Like it says, Zachar is Lashon Zachamalek. Zachar is Zachar, Zachar in a cave. The whole union of Amalek is that what? They break away, they make a Metzias Atzmis. They make a Metzias Atzmis, so they claim that they're the Zachar, they claim that they're the Mashpia. There's no chukka to the Rabban Shalayna. So you do have that Amalek is not Poygim on Yud-Kei, he's Poygim on the Yichud of Vav-Kei. Now he separates the Vav from the Kei. And made it therefore, when we have to remember Amalek, we call out to Rabban Shalom and say, you're the Zachar. The Zachir is Amalek, he's telling the Rabban Shalom, you're the Zachar. We're mishtoikik to you. We're not mishtoikik to it's only a Purim Dikator, it's the Mafreya. The curse of Agila Mafreya, Layotza. But that's the whole Indian of we discussed it. That's the whole Indian we discussed. The Indian of who are you davik to? Esther's Biru was she's Nukva, she's the Nekeva, she's the Nukva the Ketusha. She wasn't interested in Achashverosh. She was a Karka Oilam when it came to Achashverosh. She wanted the Kaili Lama Zavtani. She was the Shteikit to the Chuka, to the Chuka Miti, to the Mitzias Amitis. Achashverosh wanted himself to be the Zohar. He joined up with Amalek. Amalek is the Bechina of he makes himself gracious going Amalek, he makes his own Zohar up. He makes his own Zohar up that he's the Mashpia. And that's all the Oyv David Zohar. Once Haman made himself into Avid Zohar, make himself so the Sechir Samalek is the Chukka to the Zohar. It's a feeling the way the Nukva and the Rabban Shalom and the Rechinus Vav is the Zohar, and then we're restoring the Yichud of Vav came back, which Amalek is Mafrid. That's the Zohar, the Nukva, the Kekeshit, the Zohar.
The Shabbos also lechadedi paskala.
Shabbos is also the chukka, the malchus amitis, the aliyas ha'olamis. The chukka to the malchus amitis, that's the whole bechina of Shabbos. And that's why there's a zachar as well. The zachar is the Shabbos lekatshak. The Shabbos is a bechina. That's why Shabbos is a makor, ki hi makor habracha. Makor is when you feel the chukka, when you feel the metzias amitis during the week, a person's olam hazeh, he's Isaac and other metzias. She thinks it's Mitzvah Shabbos Kodesh comes to Aliyas Olamos and Melachta Hasuyah. Maybe you got to the Bechina, you know, skull into the Mitzvah Amitis, and that's the Bechina of Zohar. So all Indian of the Oynas Tom Tchacham on Shabbos, it's Indian of the Chukah of the Nukva, the Chukah of the Nukva to be Oyla, and then it brings down the Hashpah of Ad. No, it's a very big Sugya, it's a very sadistic Sugya. No, we've discussed it. Oynin Shemati Mimoy Isham Azraas Tchila Yeled Zohar. It's the Indian. What's for Ishim is Ras Tchila? Tchila means before the Zohar, because she has the Chukka. And she Ketima says, Zriya, how you mean she gobert Chukosa to the Zohar? And him Sakala here, Hura, Machshavti, Bechin the Zohar. And he says, Gobra Chukka, Bekodmo, Bazra. In other words, her Chukka has come so first, she's Mazriya Tchila. Meila, what she know, what she moilet? If Ishim is Ras Tchila, then you let the Zohar. And you let the Zohar means that she's in Skal into the Metzias of the Zohar. It has to work like that, Kehilu Bechina. First you need the Ishtarikus, and then you miscal into the Metzias of the Zohar. Mimtza Tippus HaNukva, the Zer of the Nukva, Yikrei Adicha, the Ikr is the Zohar, Kei Kol HaYilach HaMachshav, and what's HaMachshav? HaMachshav is the Ishtarikus to the Zohar. Ola Hepech HaMevech, Chiyuv HaMiyatz. Venimtza Mavuv Dibra Zoya Nal, Mepnei Goydel Shukosi Lekol Bechinas HaDchar, Venimtza Ikr HaMachshav Seboi, Al Kein Leisa Bepuma El HaDchar. Well, Amalth, the big sod over here, in and of Puma, we'll discuss. The second Puma is Teresh Bal Peh. Teresh Bal Peh is the Chalachuka, the Ravana, the Chalachuka, to be the skull into the Zohar. So that's a lot of Puma, and the Chalachuka means the Ishtakakas of the Teresh Bal Peh, to be the skull into Zohar. It's the whole sod of Teresh Bal Ksav, Teresh Bal Peh, Teresh Bal Ksav is the Zohar, Teresh Bal Peh is the Nukva. And we've discussed already many times that the whole Tachlis of Teresh Bal Peh is taking the skull into Teresh Bal Ksav, first of all in Brachos, Tana Akrokoi, Teresh Bal Peh is on the Akrokoi, is on the Pasuk, and the whole Indian is to be Meskal into the Peh, so Peh is the Bechina, Bechina of, we'll discuss the whole Indian of Pesach, is Pesach, because it's Matzah, Lechem Oini, Oini is Leslim, Yom Meklum, so it's Meskal into the Peh, is always a Bechina, of the chukka of the nukva is the skala into the bechina of the peh, that's the sod of Teresh Bal Peh, which is the skala to the hashpah of the zohar, and the zohar is the mashpia to the nukva, which is Teresh Bal Peh. It's a big sod. So if it up, even kein leisa bepuma el adachar, u'mashmachi therefore beyol the zohar. Oh. U'bevis ikka anhaga shebechesed rachmu al yedei hazohar. Zoch is the Mashpia, the Chinam Chazal, other Rishon do Pratzufim Borah. Zoch and the Keva, on the Mechavah, Zochan and Keva were back to back. And the facing high mask of Bereshit says, who walked first? In other words, who was walking? They were back to back, so who was going after who? So Gemara says that the high mask of Bereshit, Stama Chava was following Adam. Adam walked, Chava was the back of Adam, Ocha Ba'ocha, and then they walked together. Hatam was Shanhogat Sachlis, Alidia Zochar, Shanem, and Hogat Sanakeva, he has shown Din with Tzimtzum, right? Because the cave is less like a garment concept, she got nothing to be Mashpia. So it's Din and Tzimtzum, which is Menea Ashpa, Zoch is Kulay Mashpia, and on the day, the Chuka, see, that's Moira, the Rotzim for him to be Mashpia, and therefore he's Mashpia. That's how the whole Seder Am Shachar was. Remember, this piece is the Yisod of Kala Terakula. The Rabbi Yisod of Kala Terakula. Down here with Bechinus, how Bechinus the Kala Yisrael down here is the Kala, Bechinus less than Megami Klan. Like we said before, that's the Yisod of Torah. That's the Yisod of Torah, the Rashi, Torah Shabbat Ksav asks. First Rashi, which is Rashi's Torah Shabbat Peh, which is Mazbe, Torah Shabbat Ksav. So Rashi brings Amr of Yitzchak, Torah Shabbat Mingan, Chodesh Zelachem. Chodesh Zelachem is the Levana, Levana is less than Megami Klan. So Rashi's Mazbe, the Torah Shabbat Ksav. Rashi's the Torah Shabbat Peh, which is Mazda with Torah Shabbat Ksav. The Chodesh Zelachem was the Chuka, was the Levana, which is the Bechina of Nesla Migar Meklum. And that's Amar of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Gevura. Gevura is the, like he's saying, Gevura is the Nukva, the Nukva which is Niskal into the Zachar. So Rabbi Yitzchak started Rashi's Varela Kim, so Shemaim Mesarat, he's bringing out the Chuka of Torah Shabbat Peh into Torah Shabbat Ksav. And that's the thing. Kol HaTorah Kol is all about the Chuka. That's why the Chuka that brings down the Hashpa in Torah. The Taka we discussed before, the Torah Shabbat Peh starts with Seyd Zeraim. It starts with the Masechet Brachos. Zeraim is the Zera. The Isha Mizra is Tchila. That's Seyd Zeraim. Seyd Zeraim is, we said, Torah Shabbat Peh, is the Nukva. The Nukva, Torah Shabbat Peh. The Nukva is the Isha Mizra is Tchila. Isha Mizra is Tchila, Yelad the Zocha, that brings down the Hashpa. Mele Masechet Brachos. What's the whole Yisod of Masechet Brachos? Also, Adam Lein is Leinu Mazeh B'lei Bracha. Why? Because Lashem Mishneu Hashem Aretz Amleya. Hashem Aretz Amleya means that what do we have? Klum. Klum. Oh, that's how you start to have. Let's Klum Igar Me Klum. So the Rabban Shalom, if you Neskal, if you make a Bracha, Bracha means you Neskal into the Rabban Shalom's Metzias. So Mele, then, if you Neskal into the Rabban Shalom's Metzias, you become part of his Metzias, and he's the Tachlis of Shalemus. So Mele, therefore you get the whole Ashpah. That's the whole vote of that's the color that it's sort of a color to recall. Ki Messiah Hashem Cheftzai. Right? Ki Messiah Hashem Cheftzai. Now, Zavda Melech is Malchus. Malchus is two beginners of Malchus. The beginning of Zavda Melech, the chelik of Malchus is his chukka. When you talk about a king and a queen, so the king is the Mashpia and the queen is the Nukva. And when you're talking about Zavda Melech, the beginning of Malchus by itself, so then Malchus is the Nukva. Understand what I'm saying?
So
Dovid HaMelech is the Bechinus Nukva, he's the Bechinus Hishtakakus. So he starts off Tehillim, Ki Messiah Hashem Cheftzai. If you have the Chifetz, if you have the Chuka, if you have the Hiskalach Chuka of the Nekiva, of the Isha Mizras Tchila, then Messiah Soyehege, then you Neskal into the Metzias of the Rabban Shalom, so then it becomes your Torah, so Pshat becomes our Torah. We become part of the Metzias of the Rabban Shalom, so therefore, it's Bemis Torah, it's Torah Hashem. But if Niyamati Elokimatem, if you're in the skull into the Metzias of Rabban Shalom, maybe it's your Torah because it's Rabban Shalom's Torah, and you and Rabban Shalom are one Metzias. How do you Rabban Shalom become one Metzias? Haridida the Nukva is in the skull into the Zachar, and maybe therefore they become one Metzias. That's the start of Ishtay Kegufay. So Ishtay Kegufay, it's like saying that the woman is the husband. That's like saying that the Torah Hashem is Torah. Why? Because Cheftza. Because you have the Chuka. If you have the Chuka, if you feel the less Lami Gan Miklum, you have the Chuka. And you realize that Leslie Gamma Klum, that's the sort of Kimasaris Hashem, Cheftzai, only with the Chayfetz. People think, no, this is Teresh Hashem, this is Teresh Biksav, like Chazal say, or Besar Soy, this is Teresh Bapeh, that's Taka ours. No, that's Alpi Oimik, it's a toss. And the other Teresh is Teresh Hashem. You become part of the Metzias of Hashem through your Cheftzai. So, Mela, the Rabbi Shalom's Torah, and your Torah is one thing. Kutcha Bricha Reisiv, Yisrael Chadu. Some shot that there's Teres Hashem and there's Teres Soy. There's Teres Hashem, you become part of the Teres Hashem, so then it's the Dargo of Teres Soy. So where they go, Imek? And so these are Kyle Tarek, of the Melech, is Gu Arya Yehuda. Gu Arya Yehuda. Right? Yehuda, we said, is the Melech. Yehuda is the Hiskalus of Yud Gevavki. Complete Bittl to the Rabban Shalom. In other words, here you have darga of we have the Adna and we have the Yudke Vovke. The Adna is the Malchus, let's look at the Kulum and Nefes to be Nishtalev into the Yudke Vovke. Rabbi Yehuda was the darga with his Kalus of his Malchus was so into the Yudke Vovke that there was no Adnas, it was completely Nisgal into the Yudke Vovke. That spells Yehuda. The Dalit is the Bechin of the Adnas, the Shechina, the Kala. That's the Adnas. Yehuda is Yudke Vov, Dalit. In other words, the Dalit became part of the Yudke Vovke already. It's not a Pshat, two Shemus and Nisgal together. That's a big sod, and that's a big sod. And the Bisamigdosh, there was no Yudke, they pronounced Yudke Vovke like it's written. That's how they pronounced the Yudke Vovke, the Skalless of Klal Yisrael into the Shechina collection, the Bisamigdosh was so great that it was Neskal, and therefore they were Koyre in the how it's written. They used to read out how it's written. But afterwards, Chor Bisamigdosh then is the Kala, just in the Avoid is to be Neskal. In the Emistik is Kalalas, so then is the Yudke Vovke, and then is Kefisha Nikro, and that's how it's, the Kriya is how it's written. That's the Moedik Yisod. That's the Bechin of the Dalet, is the Bechin of the Amnes. And that's the It's a big sod. Mikdash Hashem Koyenu Yodecha. Yodecha is two yud. Two yud is there. We know that there's a shiluv of Avai and Adna. So when you say Pesach Yodecha Yomachavan, the first, when you have the shiluv, so the first letter is a yud, and the last letter is a yud. The first letter is the yud of what? Of which shame? Of the yud Givovki. And the last one is the yud of the Adna. Pesach Es Yodecha, the yud of the yud Givovki, Shemashpia to the yud of the Adnas. That's the command of Pesach Es Yodecha, the Yodecha to Yudayim. So Mikdash was built Mikdash Hashem Koyinu Yodecha. Amela, there was a Tachlis Iskalus of Adnus Tavai. Amela, therefore, the Mikdash was Kulei Avai.
Are you Nifl on Panei? Where the two Yud, Yodecha is two Yud?
Yodecha is Yud, plural of Yud. Yodecha is the plural of Yud. Because it's Koyinu Yodecha. And that's the Amistik Iskalus. Iskalus was such a degree. That was Iskal. And then everyone used to be Nifl on Panei. Absolute bittul vayim and baruch shen kavod machusa d'anavoy. That's the sod. That's famous the sod of Krishna. What's the sod of Krishna? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad means that there's only one mitzias Rabban Shalom. There's only one mitzias Rabban Shalom. What does that create us? Moedik Hatshuka. Moedik Hatshuka to be niskal. So what comes afterwards? Afterwards Hashem Elokecha. Echad Levavcha v'chol Nafshecha. Av is the chefetz. Av is the tshuka. If there's only one mitzias, so then there's a natural yearning to be part of that mitzias. Therefore, we give after the Shana Kecha v'chol Levavcha v'chol Nafshecha. And then, what do we bring down? That's the sod. I mean, it's all part of still talking the Maseches Brachos. Right at the beginning of Maseches Brachos. How does the Mamash start at the beginning? The beginning of Masechta. So, as I say. Says that they're banging the knock on David HaMelech's door in the morning. Am Chisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. Right? Am Chisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. David of Deo was David, who was the Mashpia. David is the Bechenez Zohar, like we said before. The Melech with the Am is the Melech, is the Mashpia. So David said, came to David HaMelech, and he wants to be Niskal. He said, Let's let me go and Klum. It's the beginning of Masechus Brachos. Let's let me go and Klum. Hashem Haaretz Amloya. David HaMelech is manifesting in the Bunch, the Malchus Shemayim. So how do you begin Maseches Brachos? Let's let me garmikul. Knock on David HaMelech's door. Am Chisrael Tzrichim Panos. So first he tested them and he said, Lechu is Panos Uzer Mizeh. In other words, that's what the Tzad HaKlipa, Chas V'Shalom, is when people think that we can Mistader Levad. We can be Mistader Levad. So Meila Lechu is Panos, we'll come on to it. Chet Egel was the Indian of Mistader Polemata. And that's why the Chet Egel is the clip of Maseches Brachos. Therefore it's where's the Gadda Tekemor and Chet HaEgel and Maseches Brachos, right? So Pshat is at the Leiv. The Leiv gives you your feels, can give you a feel, it's your own Metzias. So Meila, first he says, Am Chisrael, Lech Rispanos Uzeh Mizeh. Let's see, Taka, if you feel the Darn of Leslami Garmik. What do they answer? In a Koimitz must be as Ari. Ari, that's Yehuda Gu Ari. That's HaKfirim Shoigim LaTorf. Or Levakish Mekelocha. Kfirim, the shaga of the lion is the shaga that they need hashpah, they need the mashpia. Warren Newman says in the Bissam English, when they brought up the Mzbech, a fire used to come down from Shemayim. In what? In the shape of what? The shape of an aria. Torah about Peh is a bechina of Aryeh. Gemara says often, Aryeh revealed the Surah is Aryeh revealed. Aryeh is the bechina of the Shaga. Aryeh is the Tzad Yemin of the Ma'aseh Merkovi. Yechizkel saw an Aryeh. Aryeh is the Shaga, the Chuka, the Ava, the Ava. In other words, Aryeh, even though it's Aryeh, is the Gibor Shebechayis. How it represents? Why is it the Tzad Yemin then of the Ma'aseh Merkovi? Because it represents the Shaga, represents the his Gabrus of the Chuka to the Rebbein Shleim. That's what Aryeh represents. That's what it says. The Rebbein Shleim is Shoye Kari. All these Indian of Shaga, the Shtokakus. It's all the Bechina of the Arya. The for Yehuda, we said before, is the his complete Hiskalus, the Rebbein Shleim, his Gua Arya Yehuda. That's the Musak. The Tzadshe Keneged of that is, you know, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, which was the Chukat Avodah Zarah that they couldn't control. Tzadshe Knesset Gdola took it out. When it came out of the Gemara, says in Yuma, the end of Yuma, came out of the Kodesh Kadashim. And a fiery line, it says it came out. A fiery line. That line is the chukka, so they had this uncontrollable chukka to Avodah Zarah, and that was the chukka of the line, or the chukka of the line, which was in itself klippa, or it was a pachadik chukka, and it came out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, didn't come out of the garbage, it came out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the pachad Aryeh represents the uncontrollable chukka, that's what Aryeh represents. So what they say to the Avodah Zarah, Eina koimetz masbiya, it's Aryeh. In other words, this doesn't quench out. Hakfirim, hakfirim, shoygim, natorif. The Aryeh is the kfirim, the shoygim, the shoy, the hakadosh baruch hu torif. Why is that a pasuk? Bachi nafshi. When do we say bachi nafshi? Rosh Chodesh. The levana. This galus of less lamigar miklam. There is the kfirim, shoygim, natorif. The Aryeh is shoyg. Lord, to live, that was their answer. Tovna melech, ina koimus musbiyas Aryeh. There's no lecha vispanus of zem yizeh. That's the Nochash, he thinks he's Mr. Der, when she'll give him the offer to Echel Kol Yemichayecha. Who Mr. Der? He hasn't got a chukka. We are the Aryeh, we are the chukka. We want to be in a skull into the Ben Shalom's Metzias. They looked at David HaMelech, they saw Gu Aryeh Yehuda. They saw David HaMelech's Teres Hashem Cheftzai, they saw his Moedik Chukka. So maybe they also want to be part of that chukka. That was their answer, Eina Koimitz must be as Ari. However, that's the old Gemara's. What did he say? He said you have to fight the goyim because the Maaseh, the whole vote is there. Golas, the Hashpah has to come through the Umas Oilam. Mainly you don't see the Hashpah coming especially directly from the Ben Shleim. So, Mela. Hello, how are you? He loves this type of Torah. You have to make sure to give him this Torah. If you phone bang in the middle of the Torah. It means he was something. He had a tzimor into this Maranayim. So what were we saying? So we're saying that was the that's the chesaron of Golus. The chesaron of Golus is the hashpah. Hashpah comes through the goyim. Hashpah comes through the goyim, so they don't feel the chukka. So that's what David HaMelech answered them. Lechli gduda of goyim conquer. Get the hashpah is coming down. And Ben Shalom sending us hashpah. It's coming through the goyim. Go and pick it up. Some shadi was throwing them out and saying, you know, do it yourselves, go and fight. No, Imati was talking about the Hashpahs, but Hashpahs. Golas comes through the Goyim. So the Esther to Mary Achashverosh. Hashpah comes through the Ayin Umas. So the Esther to Mary Achashverosh. Anyways, but that's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is such a big sugi, we can get sidetracked. The Nakuda is, that's Masechah's Brachas. The Masechah of Leslam Idar Miklum. That's when you have it in David HaMelech. That's when you have it in the Eina Kumis Masbiyas Ari. Ari, the Shag of the Ari. There, David HaMelech is coming out as the Ari, Gu Ari Yehuda. And they're saying to David HaMelech, just like you have a chukka, you're the lion, we have a chukka. And Eina Kumis Masbiyas Ari. So, that's the son of Masechah's Brachas. Taka, the Chet HaEgel, the tragedy of the Chet HaEgel was the beginning of Lechav Ispanas Uzem Yizeh. In other words, the chukka. Iker Chetel Avodah Zarah was the chukka. It was the chukka that had Vayikumu Ratzachik. They were dovuk to it. That was the Iker Chet. Dovuk to it. They made their own zohar, so to speak. Nechman Atzlan. They made their own zohar. And therefore, the tikkun to that was Psalacha, which is Teresh Bal Peh. Teresh Bal Peh brought our chukka back to the Rebbein Shleim. In other words, how do you get Teresh B'Ksav back? Teresh B'Ksav is the Luchas Rishonis. Now you got to have a chukka for it. Rebbein Shleim says, I gave it to you. Now, to get it, you've got to have a chukka for it. And that chukka for it, that's the sod of Torah Shabbat Peh. As soon as we get Torah Shabbat Peh, we have a Moradik Yishtokikus through Torah Shabbat Peh to Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's the sod of Lama. Why is the Torah star, like you said before, Achidish HaSalachem? And that's the sod of the
what's
the
answer? Why?
Who?
That's the
hoyim. So sod is the same as sod as we just gave, because we gave to the goyim. In other words, there are certain tkufas. The Rebbeinu Shlom is always being mashpia to us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it comes through the goyim, and when it comes through, Rebbeinu Shlom gives it to us. It's then a taka that we feel the tshuva.
Mm-hmm.
Al-Pi Kabbalah, Eretz Yisrael is also the Bechin of Malchus. Eretz Yisrael, Eretz is also the Bechin of Malchus. Malchus is the tshuka. When we get Eretz Yisrael to us, it's then when we shtake it back again. But that's the tshuka that we have. That's the tshuka, that's why Seder's Ram, Tosh Balpeh, like we said before, begins with Seder's Ram. Seder's Ram is the Seder of Balpeh. Balpeh is the Isha. And the Isha is Mazra's Tchila. Isha Mazra's Tchila. That's the Bechin of Seder's Ram. That's why Seder's Ram begins with Maseches Brachos. That's why the whole Indian of Krishna, like we said before, that when you see the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad, then you feel the Tshuka. And if you feel the Tshuka, the first parasha is the Va'ahavta. What's the second parasha? V'nasati mita'atzecha v'itay. The motto, that's the, what's it called in Tanis? It's called the Revi'a, Rishayna. Marina discussed it once, we had a Torah on it once over here. That's the Indian of the Revi'a, In other words, when we have the Tshuka, it's Wim Mizra'as Tchila, is Meila Yelda Zohar. Then the Zohar is the Hashpa, and the Hashpa comes down in the Geshe. That's Mamish, that's the Seder of Krishna. First, be Mavara that there's only one Metzias. That's the Shema. Then have the Tshuka for that Metzias, that's for after. And then bring down the Hashpa, you bring down the Hashpa, and that's from the Satim Ta'atzcha Beitai. Meila, therefore, Mesechus Tanis is the, what's the Mesechus Tanis? Mesechus Tanis is the Mesechta where the rain is not coming down. The rain is not coming down because it didn't Klal Yisrael Achoytes. In other words, Yisham Lachem Penifta Bevavchem. Ah, Mesaratem Avadatem Elim Achirim. So the Chorap Hashem Otzah, so Shemayim Belo Yeh Emoto. You got no Tshuka. So Meila, therefore, the rain doesn't come down. Sefer Tanis, why is there Tanis? The whole Musag of a Tanis is that we haven't got anything, we don't eat. In other words, it's like the Bechino, you mustn't eat before you make a bracha. In other words, you mustn't eat the saying "Les lemigar miklum." And oni, why isn't oni chashuv kameis? Because he's got nothing to eat, and he can die. So the sod of a tanis is a sod to feel the oni, to feel the les lemigar miklum. That's the tanis tibur that can bring the rain. That's the bechina of the tanis tibur. In other words, it's a restoration of the malchus. It's bringing back the color, bringing back the feeling of les lemigar miklum. So it's a restoration of the nukva. So Meira then explains the Gevaltig Yisod. What's the end? The big Sod, what's the end of Mesechus Tanis? Last Mishnah is Mesechus Tanis. And the whole Bira, the Yofis Shebehem or Yoimrim, talking to the Bachrim, go ahead. And the Mechoris Shebehem or Yoimrim, but the bottom line is, Shakachin, Mehevel Ayevi, Isha Yiras Hashem, eat his halal. What's the Shaykhus to Mesechus Tanis? The whole b'chin of Masechus Tanis is to become a kalas, to become a nukva again. You're fasting, you're not eating. Why did the rain stop? Rain stopped this because you mistad der levad. Hispanus azumizu, you broke the nukva. You broke the kala. That's a kala mukhueres. That's the nukva, that's the malchus shel klippa. How you restore the malchus shel klippa? Becoming an emstika malchus de yoifi. How do you become a malchus de yoifi with your chukka, to the rabbin shalinam? So, mamish, the end of Mesechus Tanis, the whole Mesechus Tanis discusses the revia, discusses the kala and the chosan, discusses the revia after the Tanis, is then the rain comes down, and that's the Revi'a Rishayna, the Revi'a Shnir, that's the Zera that we discussed before. And made at the end of Mesechus Tanis was Nizbara, what the Emistik and Nukve is. What the Emistik and Nukve is, what comes after Mesechus Tanis? Mesechus Megillah. Even especially Kafi Shittas Oiz V'Hoda, that they print the Tanis and Megillah in one volume. What's the Indian of Tanis and Megillah? Because the end of Mesechus Tanis is bringing the Malchus, the Kedusha, bringing the Nukva, bringing the Nekeva to the Yoifi. Now what's Mesechus Megillah? Mesechus Megillah begins with the Malchus, the Klippa, where Vashti is not Mishtoikik Labala. Vashti says, "I'm the king. I come from Malchus. You come from Noah. You come from the stables." That's where you belong to. So in other words, it's the Malchus who's Mistader Levad, it's the Malchus, the Nukva. The Nukva hasn't got no Cheshek anymore for a husband. The Nukva's got no Cheshek for a husband, that's the Nukva, the Klippa. That's the Bechina of Cheta Egel, that's the Bechina of Habechina where we're not Mishtoikik. If you're not Mishtoikik, so Meida, therefore, Vashti was killed. The Malchus of Klippa is Yiragler, Yeridus Mavis. And Meida, therefore, whole story of Megillah is all about Esther. Esther married Achashverosh. She's not interested in Achashverosh. Like we said before, she's a karka olam of Achashverosh. And when she goes past the tzlomim and the shechina ruach hakodesh and mistalekas mimeno, so she says, "Lamatzelcha liyelas hashacha, mizmor David, keili keili, lama azavtani." In other words, she says, "Oh, Rabban Shalom," she feels something that's more dikachuka. "Keili keili, lama azavtani. Why did you leave me? I feel I need you, Rabban Shalom. I feel you, I need you, Rabban Shalom." The whole story of the Megillah is the bearer of the nukva, the kedusha, is the choshek to the nechshak. Even though she was married to Achashverosh and she was a queen and she had everything and she had the whole world under her, she felt a less lamigar meklum. She was a less lamigar meklum. She felt she had nothing. Faket. She has nothing. The more she's with Achashverosh, the more she feels keili keili namazavtoni. She has a cheshek. And that's the hemshech from Tanis to Megillah. The end of Maseches Tanis is bringing the kalash of it, bringing the yoifi de kakala. And that bureau takes place in Megillah Esther. And therefore, Megillah Esther, there was zoicha to be mekabel kima mekiblu, the mekabel teresh baal peh. Teresh baal peh is the Esther, the malka, the nukvas, cheshek to the rebbein shalom, is that the bechina of teresh baal peh, which kima mekiblu ayahudim and the maisa of Purim. And that's why always we put Tanis and Megillah together. That's the bechina of Tanis. Tanis is less lamigar miklum. Megillah is the ruchni stick of the bechinus of Lesla Migar Meklum. Esther felt hungry. Esther felt hungry. That's why they had a Betsumu alai. The whole gzer came out because Nehna Mesadosa Shel Achashverosh. He became the Zohar. He became the Mashpia. Tsumu alai. Lesla Migar Meklum. Everyone had to fast. Shkimel Yom and Megimel Leilas. And suddenly everybody felt that there's no hashpahs from down here bichlal, and that was the tikkun in Nishenenim Sadosu Shel Achashverosh. And then after that, the Leich Knesses Kal Yehudim, they restored it back to the Rebbein Shlomo, and they felt Ani Chashuv Kameis. They felt the Anias, the Ani Chashuv Kameis. They were made, and therefore that's why they were zeichet to Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Torah Hashem, which is the Chefetz, the Cheshek. Which they fell to their bunch, which brought down the Nakuda. And that's the Hemshech from Purim to Pesach, like Rashi says, K'tei lehasmech gula legula, and everybody asks, because this is Adar gula, and that's Nigla, and this is Nesnista, what's the Shaychus, the two opposite types, what's the Smichus? So the answer is, this is the Holy Sod of Pesach. What's the Holy Sod of Pesach? Lechem Oini. What's the Holy Sod of Pesach? Lechtech achra v'amid b'beretz lezeruah. In the Midbar there's nothing. Midbar v'yancho, v'yarivecho, v'yancho. We were aniyim. In the Midbar we were aniyim. In the Midbar we lived a life of less lamigar miklum. Less lamigar miklum means we had a mordika cheshek. Going into the Midbar was the bechino of feeling the less lamigar miklum, where we had all to the Rebbein Shlomo. We want to be in a skull into the Rebbein Shlomo, realizing that ain't a koyimus must be a sari. There's nothing of all, nothing of the mazeh. And therefore that's why we got the mon. The mon is Yitachan, then the mon. We've had it before. I mean, Svarim HaKadosh talk about it a lot. The chukka of Klal Yisrael to Rebbein Shalom is called man, to be man and man, right? You know, we've had it come across. Man is Rosh Hateva's mon. The mon, the Bechina's mon. In other words, the mon came down through our chukka to be man and man. What's the Rosh Hateva's of man and man? My nukvin. That's the nukeva, that's the nukva. That's the shtachakas mon. Mata lamala, that brings the dachar, that brings the mon. The man brings the man. That's the bechina what happened in the Midbar. The man represents the feeling that we're completely niskal in the Rabban Shalom. The sugi of the man is in the last parak of Yuma, which is Chamesh Zinuyim, which is the bechina where we're completely totally in the Rabban Shalom. We come on the Yom Kippur, we're completely totally in the Rabban Shalom. That's the sugi of the man. Holy Tzis Mitzrayim was the bechina of Lachem Oini. Lachem Oini is the Oini is less lamidar miklum. When we look at the matzah, we feel the chukka to the Rebbein Shalom, realizing that less lamidar miklum, realizing that so the whole Yom Tov of Pesach, and that's why the Pesach is Pesach. The whole meaning of Pesach is Pesach. Peh, we said, is Torah Shebal Peh. Sidu api darizah. The whole Pesach is in Malchus. All the Leil Seder, everything's in to bring down all the moichin to the Bechemes Malchus. The Sosu brings it down. And the whole meaning of Malchus is Malchus Peh, Torah Shebal Peh Karina Bey. So you know Pesach, the Shtokikus to the Bechina of Pesach. So you see, Yitzis Mitzrayim was the Bechina of Lesla Megar Miklum. So when were they given Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh? And then Yitzis Mitzrayim, HaChodesh Zeh Lachem, Reish Chadashim. Why? Because that's the dark that they came to the dark of the Mystic Amalchus. No, is there a kesher between Purim and Pesach? Havada, Rashi HaKodesh knew what he was saying. Kedei lehasmich nes lenes, gula legula. Al nesnes vul gulu.
It's a step weiter. It's the same. Pesach is a step weiter than Purim.
It's a step weiter because it's bringing Purim, everything's behelam, and Pesach brought it all in Esgalas.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bechina. The nes of Purim is in Esnes. That was bechina. The Klal Yisrael of the avodah and Mitzrayim. That was the bechina. That was the bechina of everything happening. Everything happening in Esgalas. The mon and all this will happen. This is all the greatest Esgalas. It's all mamish. All one long hemshach. That's the vote of the Hishtokikus, the vote of the Moedic Hishtokikus coming up and bringing it down.
That's maybe the third part of Shema. See, it's a sign.
Ah, it sees, oh, psh, very good. Moedic, that's the end. It's a sign. Very good. Psh, Moedic. Moedic, that's right.
Not sure why it's Psham and Tzitzis.
This is everything. Is the whole Mishnah was built from Tchilus. Tchilus is Tachlus. Tachlus of the whole Bria is to Meskala and to the Metzis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the whole Bar to the Bais HaMikdash. The whole Bar to the Bais HaMikdash was the Nakuda of Eskalus to be Oyla Lema'ala. And the Kabbarnas went up. That was the Sod. That was the Sod of the Menorah and the Shulch. The Menorah was Tosh Baal Peh, says Rav Tzadik. Tosh Baal Peh is Lasla Megar Mikram. And the Shulchan is the Hashpah that came down. In other words, through the feeling of Leslami Garmi Klum, which is the Bechina of Malchus, which is the Bechina of Menorah, Bechina's Torah Shabbal Peh, right? Torah Shabbal Peh. That's how that's brought down the Hashpa to the Shulchan. In other words, the whole Matzav of the Beis HaMikdash was the Matzav of the Al-Mal, Allah Salman, which brought down the Hashpa. The Hashpa came down to the whole Beis HaMikdash.
So it's Shpitz
HaMikdash. Ah, yeah. Malki wants to come in? So Mela, that's all the Yichud of Av Kei Bekitza. And Yehuda, that's the Dalit. And that's Mamish what we're living. That's Mamish the Chadosh we're living. That's the Shleshim Yehem Lefnei Pesach. And to Mechazik ourselves in the Torah Shabbal Peh. The Mechina of Leslami Garmi Klum. The Mechina of Mamish feeling. The more we feel Leslami Garmi Klum. The more we miscall into the Brain Shalom's Metzias. The more we cause of Besoyra Soyega Yehem Malayna. Good Yisod. So the Yehme Yadua.
That's one thing that we mentioned, that David, he sometimes comes to be a Zachar, but it could be Malchus, which is a Mikvah.
Yeah.
So when, how does it work? Sometimes he's a Zachar.
Avad, because the word is that when you're dealing with David versus the Amz, he represents the Malchus, but how does he represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because he's the, since the Darag of the Melech, Basar Adam, is the greatest, less loving army, and we discussed that one, Parichus, the only king is allowed to sit on Kisei Hashem, because the king is the greatest Iskalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atzmai. Right, Achashverosh tried to make that chair for 3 years, and there was only a king, a Melech Yisrael. He's the greatest espatlas. So Pshat is there. So the Maisa, he's the Iker Lesla Megar Meklum. So Meila, therefore, he brings the Hashpa down. Meila, therefore, that's how to the Am, he's the Mashpia. But why is he the Mashpia? Because he's the biggest Lesla Megar Meklum.
Clap for the Am.
Therefore, how do you spell David? Dalad, which is Dallas. Otherwise, it starts off with his Mardik Dalad. He's got a Lesla Megar Meklum. What's the next letter? What do we say if of his Hashba, and bring it down to the other Dalad, to Klal Yisrael.
Why
the
Klal
Yisrael
other Dalad?
He brings down, through his Lesla Megar Meklum, so then he becomes a Koyach for the Vav to be Mashpia to the Am. You can't deny it that the Melech is the Mashpia to the Am. This is always the kasha that people learn Pnimis HaTorah. They say, how can you say Malchus is the lowest? I, the Melech, where's the Kesel? The Kesel is the high. It's toch the Velstira. The Teretz says, no, it starts with the Dalit. And then the Melech is the Dalit. He's Oyla Lamala, because he's the greatest Bechina. Leslam Yigar Meklum. Meli is Niskal and Rabban Shloilam. And therefore he brings down the Hashpo, that's the Vav. And then he's Mashpia with that Vav to the Dalit. That's Tomid. Clear? So Vehine Yadua. Shanochash ain la achiza ela vakavayim. The nochash has an achiza in akavayim. The ekev. The kedikse v'ata teshevenu ekev. Heim Seif HaMadregas. Aval kishanim shach ha-chachma v'seif ha-madrega. When you bring the chachma, chachma is the yud, right? Chachma is yud. Which means when you bring the hashpah down to the madregas and tachtainas, meaning when you magala that even down here, it's also coming from HaKadosh Baruch, and everything's coming from HaKadosh Baruch. So you take away the shlitas ha-nachash. Heine shal ha-kusa v'chiyusay hu chachmasay v'spashatas ba'ilam sa-tachtainam. Aza ein ha-nachash shlitas, then there's no shlitas ha-nachash. What does Hashem tell the Nochash? That you have everything. The Nochash is the darga where he feels that you can manage down here. That's the darga of the Nochash. Right? It's the darga of the Nochash. That's the darga of the Chata Egel. It was all the Zuhama that went away by Matan Toyer. The Zuhama is the Nochash that went away, came down with the Egel. It's the same Abir. Then the Madrigas at Tachtoin and Nistader Levad. The Nochash is Bemis. Offa Toycha. He has Offa everywhere. And the Nochash makes out of that a bracha. In other words, he makes keilu, it's a bracha, really, it's the biggest klala. And he's got no skalas in the Metziyusa is bracha. So Ramela, therefore, when you bring the yud is the bittel, the yud is the realization that it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the soda, the yud and the vav. Normally, when you bring something down here, then it looks like the oilam kimin hoganoik. But the vav is the darga where you're bringing that hergish of yud, which is the top of the vav, you bring it down in a kav until you realize down here that the yud is also only nekuda. It's also only nekuda, it's also coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Meila, then the nachash goes out of business. Right? When you see that down here, everything's coming from the Rabban Shalom as well. And that's the pshat, kilei nachash piyakav. That's the pshat, kilei nachash piyakav. Kashayud nimshach be'ekev nikro Yaakov. When the yud is nimshach be'ekev, then it's nikro Yaakov. Ve'oz ein the nachash shlita kla. Then the nachash has no shlita bechlal when I'm talking kol adine. That's called amtakas adine. Because down here it's all the bechina of. The oimik is down here it's all the bechina of nukva. Right, a nukva, the tachlis, the nukva is to be a skala lamala. But nukva by itself is a mechanis dinim. So the person says we can be mistader with what's down here, levad, by itself, so it's memela being more eridinim. Because you're saying instead of the nukva going up to the zohar and he's the chesed, he's sticking with the nukva. If you want to stick with the nukva is dachtsim tzimandin. Tzimandin means nukva hasn't got anything. You want to be mistader levad, you're more eridinim. If you miskal into the metzis of lamala, into the zohar, then you bring that chesed and rachman. Down here, Olam Hazeh was created with which letter? Hey, Olam Haba was created with Yud. And Yud is the Kav of the Hashpa, which you have to bring down, make it into a Vav and bring it down. But Olam Hazeh was created with a Hey. A Hey is Nukva. Nukva is Dinim. And then Mr. Derev and Dinim. So you have to bring the Yud down and then into Olam Hazeh. And that's the Yisod. Keep a Kosh and so alone. That's the Yichud of Yud Kei. So you bring the Yud down to the Bechinu Kei. And then the Nachash goes out of business. Oz Nikra Knesset Yisrael HaKeres Abayis. Then Knesset Yisrael is called Shivya HaKeres Abayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Ikra V'Shurashat HaKol Olamin. Rabban Shalom is Ikra N'Shurash HaKol Olamin. Kshu Mimali Michiyusoi V'Shifa LaKnesset Yisrael. Rabban Shalom is Mimali from Eschiyas. And is Ashpat HaKnesset Yisrael. Oz Nikra Knesset Yisrael V'Shem HaKeres Abayis. Then Knesset Yisrael is called Abachinu HaKeres Abayis. Sheikra V'Shurashat HaKol Olamin Ispa. Oz Eim Abanam Smecha Ki Ein Satan Pegara. Eim is Bina. Bina, what's the sort of Eim Abanim Smecha? Eim is Bina. Bina is the Aschal of all the din, and Bina is the Hamtaka of all the din. Right? Bina is, that's what the Sharash of all the dinim, and therefore Eim Adin Nimtaka Erev Sharasha, the Hamtaka Sadinim, is also in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Bina. The whole Avodah Yom Kippur is in the sphere of Bina. That's the beginning of Eim Abanim Smecha. In other words, because Bina on one hand has Gevuras. What makes the Eim happy? When those gvuras that are in her, the mother only wants to be mashpia. Yoytzi b'mas she'egel ratzei l'anen. The mother only wants to be mashpia. Yenika is kulei hashpa. The mother wants to be yoynik. But she, the maizah, represents nukva. So there's a stira in Eibay. Right, on one hand, what she stands for, Alpi Kabbalah, there's a stira between Nigla and Nista. Alpi Nista, she represents Nukva, represents Dinim. Alpi Nigla, mother's a Yaina, Mainik, to the Yinika, she gives Yinika to the baby. So what makes the mother happy? When your mom takes the Dinim Sharosha, she becomes a Makor, and then there's a Hamtakas Adin. That's the sod of Eim Abanim Smecha. Kein Sotan Begara, Omnam Yadua, Kikol Arbocha Baladam, and a Dei Tzor Shekodma. The whole arvacha that comes to an Adam, the whole b'merchav that comes to an Adam, is only any day tzara shekodma. Why does the duck have to be through a tzara shekodma? Why does it have to be through a tzara shekodma? Because tzara shekodma means that sometimes the Rabban Shalom closes the tap, And then we realize that less lami garmi klum. And only when you realize less lami garmi klum, only then is Ribbono Shel Olam opening it again. Atzius kashamim, and we fast. We realize less lami garmi klum. We become an oni, hasn't got food, chashu kamis, and then the hashpah can come down. So the havacha only comes when a meitza karosika, when a call out from the meitza. Cool out from the din and the tzimtzum, and I cool out from the darg of less lami garmi klum, right? I'm calling out from olam hazeh, which is created with a hay, which is nukva, which is dinim, which is tzimtzum. I'm calling out from that, and I realize that. So then the zohar is mashpia. First has to be an isha mizras tchila had a chukah for the zohar when he comes through a tzara shekodma, through a tzimtzum. Kediksiv ve'ez tzara liyakim meni b'yoshek shemat tzara mamish yeshua. Yeshua comes from the Tzor itself. Chem itoich Tzor amtziyem edus revochem. Chol ha-doichken ha-knesses Yisrael im ha-karv in ha-soga ba-Yeshua. Whoever's doichik steps on knesses Yisrael, he's be'etzem being paseach shayirach. Because it's all, he's just making us more into an oni. Making us more into an oni. We're supposed to be an oni in the b'chnes alam hazeh. So the goy who's doichik klal Yisrael is bringing out the klal Yisrael is the less lamigarmi klum out of klal Yisrael. That's why Torah Bapeh is only from Tzoras. Bachmach Shakim Veshivani Talmud Bavli Rebbe Kiva. His Chukka only came because of Tzoras by the Romans. Torah the Iyu Kaviyachal. But Dochkin Saki and Duchka Vasa Duchka. Ve'in and Omrin. Eile Heimoy the Yisrael. Ve'onash Kachadele Wezer Boin Shalom Zashkocha. Ve'deze Mekarvena Yeshua. In other words, that's how you mekarv the Yeshua, because if there's a doichik down here, we call out to Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Shlomo hears us. In other words, that's the bechina of our chukka to Rabbi Shlomo, which is ma'oyer, the Rabbi Shlomo's chukka to be mashpiatas, it takes us out of the tzor. V'roi tzalam adal zay yayin v'rayat em hemna, gnezoya pashas achrimes, v'dav bin in ayin kolin da'i losa, v'koilas u da'ayal, v'vua kol zay heit. V'nimtza mikoyach b'chinas adinim, she'b'chinas noch ha'shanoichesh neftochem shayirachim, v'natz k'ayil taro, Kiva mekabelas arugas liskal b'tchur liskal b'chnastchar liskal boy shayuvan. That's the pshat. In other words, when she feels less lamigar miklum, she feels less lamigar miklum. Is then that's the pshat. In koich the dinim she mechnas nach shachanoishech. That's how the rechem opens. Meaning, yesh yud yadalet yud itim le rav yud itim le toyim in kahelas. Right, it's 28 itim is ace last is ace. Shem yachad. Koyach itim chavches kanoida koyach masiv higid liyama. Yud is also yad. You can explain the yud itim natoiva yud itim nara is the yad yamin yudalad 14 is the yad and yad. Behem beisa yadayim ba'oronik ra yud mitzrayim shem emet samadregas. Ve'yosh Hashem yemu miyad mitzrayim. That's the yudalad itim. Kesheshiyem miyad anal oz v'ya Yisrael asayil b'adoylam ki k'neged ha'yudalet shul roh nikra mitz v'katnes nikra ha'yad shul toive g'dagadles v'zeh ha'yud ha'gdoyle v'oz k'sheroh v'sigu v'zeh nema masig this nema ya Yisrael asim tshayim meisal tzvasiyam ki kiven shekololu smol v'min. Since there's a hiskalus of smol v'min nimtza masha hoya ha'yudalet itim nichlelu v'toiv v'nishar v'meisim stalkul chiyusim im ha'kovin v'zeh par hikriv. As Yisrael Avim Shabashamayim. Pare was Hikriv, he was Makarvas. Pare did a major Kiriv. He was Makarvas, Lavin Shabashamayim. He put us into such a Meitzah. But Yusuf ben Yisrael is a name. Who are Seichel? Leinayim is the Seichel. He's a Chacham Haroya. Umiyad Rov is Sigo and Nidzuk of a Toiv. That's his Mimamshech and Indian. That those who are calling us Tsar just make us more into an Oni, make us more Mishtaiki to Rabban Shalem. Oz Vinim Mitzrayim is Seach Reim. Tzlemesh Nishu Lamata Ba'ocher. Mitzrayim Achareim, Achareim is the Tzad Ocher, Ka'omu Mesol Tzvas Ayom. That's the Misa of the cliff. Zeh Yibnei Yisrael Yitzuk V'Yad Roma. That's the Yud Talad Shirimu Yad Anal V'Niskalu B'Yimino V'Chaynikra Yad Roma. V'Yimino, therefore, what comes after when you Niskalu the Yad Smoid into Yad Yimin, you get to Yudayim. To Yudayim, I'm just going to explain, it's the Bechina of the Mishkan, Mikdash Hashem Koyinu Yudacha. And that's why by the Shir Sayom, when they saw Kavad Mitzrayim, Mesol Tzvas Ayom. So that's when they... Lachin Amul Chazal, G'doy Lamais and Tzadikim, Yaisa Mishamayim Oretz. שהכסיב אף יודי יוסת הארץ ימינה תבחוק שמיים, זה יד ימין אז יד שמאל, בואו שלא נקריא את שמיים בחינס קביוך ליד ימין, ארץ בחינס יד שמאל, למצא נעשה כל בחינס השמיים ימין, ובחינס ארץ מצמאל, הרם הצדיקים שממשיכים, ותשוחתי יסברך יוזו נעשה משכן, שכנתי בסריך, והצדיק הזה מרכוב מפדש שכנו, היזה משכן, ונקרא מהצדיק כמשכן השם, והם כהנים מסכלנו משני ידיים יחד, וזה מקדש השם, כהנינו ידך. צד הבריאה, שמיים is the יד ימין, that's the יד of השפוע. And אורץ is the יד שמאל, that's the nukva, that's the weaker hand. אבל הצדיקים הוא בכנס מקדש, מקדש is כהן ידח as both hands, then, because they make his callus of the יד שמאל into the יד ימין, שהם כהנינו מבס ידיים יחד, ומשיגים שהכל תה, ומפקין חסתי הבריאה, נקרא מפיקי מים, כעומו כחי התארג, מפיקי מים בהובן. Different outlook on Pesach. Kamala boy, lift up the matzah, and realize the chukka to Rabbi Inshla. Nintaka, the godless Amoichim come down. Seder of Leil Pesach is first, godless Amoichim. Rabbi Inshla, Simsan, a gavalti, a gavalti, a hashpa. That's the word of Pesach. Leil de Malach, Leil de Sof, Leil de Shliach, Leil de Akonshpocha, Bechvel de Ratzme. We saw what it means, Mitzrayim, we saw what it means, Altivtchum, Nadiv, and Meradim, Shein, and Sashua. And then from everyone we had such a skalus to Rabban Shalom, such a chukha to Rabban Shalom. Rabban Shalom, we don't want your shliach, we don't want anything, we want you, Mamish. Para brought them to Zah, Para Hikriv, Para was Makaravas. To Zah, Kiruv, and Rabban Shalom. And we didn't want anything else, we realized that everything else is mace, everything else is less, lo metzias, klum, shum klum, less lo metzias klum. And with that koch, we went into the midbar, where is lo zeruah, if we were toilah and zeruah, we need to be in, and he would be with the Rabban Shalom. And he with the Rabban Shalom. And that's the greatest, that's why the Sechas Tanis begins. It's from the Sechas Rosh Hashanah. The first Gemara in Tanis says, Mimasa Azkirin Gvuris HaKshomim. Right? So the Gemara says, where's it coming from? It's coming from the Sechas Rosh Hashanah, where it says, Chag Nadoinim Alamayim. Chag is Sukkah. Sukkah is Zichar Nana Kovid. And Nana Kovid is life in the Midbar. Nana Kovid was Zoycha too, that we went up Eretz Lezeruah. Eretz Lezeruah means that we realize there's no Metzias other than Rabban Shalom. There's Skal to the Metzias of the Rabban Shalom. That's Eretz Lezeruah. That's the Nana Kovid. That's leaving the house to the Sukkah. The house is our possessions. Our house. Our possessions, our furniture. A person feels a man's house is his palace. A person feels that his own metzias over there. He feels his own metzias in his house. All the inyan of sukkahs is less lami nar miklum. Just like there in the midbar, we left there and went into an eretz lezeruah. Also leaving our house, we're going into a little sukkah. And there we were zeichah to all the semeda. Therefore, since the b'chag nedenim al ha'mayim, sukkahs yinidin, should there be mayim or not? We said that the mayim when he comes down, if you realize that less lami gar miklum, if you have a chukka to be miskalim to Rabban Shalom, chag sukkahs. Then the Rabban Shalom sees how you got into your sukkah. If one eye is still in the house, or if both eyes, or lechtech acharay, the midbar be'eretz lezeruah. If a person goes into the sukkah properly, and a person realizes, less lemigarmi klum, we don't have possessions, we don't have anything, it's all the Rabban Shalom, which is the b'chino v'goygant, and is into the sukkah, and the gavaltik etchukah, his skull is realizing, less lemigarmi klum, and therefore we want to go into the skull, into the metzias of Rabban Shalom, because that brings down the rain. So the first Gemara in town is where's the Gemara in Moshe Maskin, where's the Mishnah in Moshe Maskin Gurus Akshon coming from? It's coming from Masechus Rosh Hashanah, where the Mishnah says Chag Nedayim Alamayim. So in Masechus Tanis, you have to think of the Sukkah, you have to think of the Lesla Migar Miklum. And then we remember the Sukkah Dikah Lesla Migar Miklum. Then when the Skal and the Tzisra Ban Shalom and bring the rain down, that's the Chag Nedayim Alamayim. And that's all coming from the Avodah of Pesach. We know Pesach Habar learning the Toiva is realizing when you look at the Lechem Oini, realizing that the greatest godless Amoichim is the Mechin of Lesla Migar Miklum. And it's Yidua, Pikavon Azari, the Moichim the Abba, the Matz is the Moichim the Abba, the Yain, the Arba Koises is the Moichim the Ima. Here it's a Pelel de Gezacht, Moichim the Abba, Abba is the Zocha is the Mashpia. Lechem Oini is the Mashpia, so you just said that Oni. So we just said that Oni is less lamigar miklum. How about that? I mean, look at the matzah. Our avoid of it is less lamigar miklum. But which moichin do we bring down? What moichin do you bring down when the issue is mizras tchil? The issue is mizras tchil, less lamigar miklum. The Oni, what bring down the zocha. You let the zocha. The zocha is the male. The male is the moichin of Abba. The matzah is the moichin of Abba. The more you feel the Aniyas, the more you feel the less lamigar miklum, the more moichin the Abba you bring down. That's where the Iker Revia took place. It says the fire of the Ashram, the Gshomim. The Gshomim didn't ever extinguish one of the Nisim. So Nisim the Bis Hamikdash was, and the Isham Arocha stayed, and the Gshomim never extinguished the Mizbeach. What was the Nes for that? Nes for that is that the Ish is the Arya. The Arya is the Ish. Fiery lion. The Arya is the Ish. It's our Ashtokik is coming down. Really, the Ashtokik is coming down. That's bringing the Ashtokik is going up. That's bringing the Mayim down. Really, they go very well together. Usually, Eish and Mayim is one is Mishtok, one is extinguishes the other one. The Eish and the Mizbeach is Ashtokik, because Ashtokik brings down the Mayim. Ket, it's the Tainu Hach. And that was the whole Avodah of Beis Hamikdash. All that, all the Yichud that took place in the Kodesh Kodesh. Hold the Chelak of the Mishkan on the Beis Hamikdash. Was the Hatshuka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hatshuka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the Isha Mizra'as Tchila. And then, the Kodesh Kodoshim, that was the Hashpah that came down from the Zohar. That was the Yichud. That's why the Kodesh Kodoshim is called the Mechina of, it's called the Mechina of Amita. It's called the Mechina of Amita, that's the thing. So very the Kodesh Kodoshim is very kosher to tuck into the rain. What did the Kodesh Kodoshim do for the Kodesh Kodoshim and Yom HaKippurim? The rain that comes down shouldn't be a free and the oivrei drach. The bunch of shouldn't listen to the tefillas oivrei drach. In other words, the Kohen Gadol was mamshich, shana gushuna, shana gushuma, mamshich mayim, and he mamshich rain. And Pashm Shat was seeing in Kodesh Kodashim, he's asking for Gashmi, there's his chas b'shalom. That mayim is the revia. That mayim is the revia. Gashmi is, that's the greatest yichud in Kuala Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, and the bunch of them. Made of the rain, that's the revia, that's the Isha Mizra'as Tchila, you let the Zohar, that's the Hashpo, the Zohar coming to the Nekeva, that's the most pnimistika proof of who that there is. And made it therefore the coin books of all, and the coin was being Mamshech and Gesha, the Mamshech revia in the Kodesh of Kedoshim. That revia that he bore now is a revia that doesn't extinguish the fire, Chas v'Shalom, which is fixed. The Shtokik is the Klal Yisrael. The more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpiyah, the more we feel part of the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes hand in hand. The fire, and the Eish of the Mayim, the Eish of the Mizbeach, and the Mayim, the Gashonim coming down, is Hayinu Hach, goes together. And the more Eish, Avada, the more Mayim, and then even more Eish, and then even more Mayim, and then even more Eish, and even more Mayim, and nothing extinguishes anything else.
A Yid can walk in, it's like, he sees like the Bechina of Avraham and Noach, the Yid can sometimes feel that Rebbeinu Shlom is with him in every kav, in every mahalach, that's Avodah on Purim. Lechtach Achra v'midbar, Anana Kovod, we're not following Rebbeinu Shlom. Purim is all Mizgalas. Purim is all Mizgalas. Behesta, I mean. Purim is all Behesta. Because Purim is where we're building the Nukva. Purim is building the Nukva. Whenever there's an Ace, whenever there's a Shas Torah, that's Gevuros and Tzimtzum. So therefore we have to build it. Build a Behesta. That's the building the Malchus Behesta.
Pesach
is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is there. Lo yad ei Malach, lo yad ei Shliach. There's Shliach, there's no Behesta. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavoyde v'atzme. To feel the Mashmah, the Mamashos of living with Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
Sukkos
is the day to day, so to speak. Sukkos is the day to day life of feeling the Rebbeinu Shlom. Pesach is feeling the Rebbeinu Shlom coming and taking us out. It's the beginning excitement of living with the Rebbeinu Shlom. For the Sukkos is, that's why Sukkos is an eighth day of Ikvi Imir Yomecha, where we go out to the Sukkah and we take the whole Hashpah of the Sukkah into outside of the Sukkah. In other words, that's where the avoid of taking it with us,
Pesach,
Pesach is more the initial excitement. The you know, they always tell the boys when they go home. So you come to yeshiva now, and you go home initially excited about that you're going home and this and that. Oh, but a day later, you got to, initially you can't tell the boy, you know, come back. You haven't seen your parents for 10 months, and you're going back. Let's say Pesach, so you can't, you know, put your cases down and go and learn. Because the hisrach that takes over the person. And then after that, you know, get over a day or two. I always tell them to go home on Thursday, and then you arrive home on Friday, and you have a nice Shabbos, and then Sunday you got to start all over again. That's the bechina. Pesach is the excitement of being with Avinu Shebashamayim, of being with the Moichin of Abba. That's the end of Pesach. Pesach is wow. After being in Mitzrayim, after being in such a mitzah, now we feel the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and we feel the Gevaltig, you see the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you see the Godless Avoyer, etc. And Sukkot is the dark of the day to day, which was the 40 years, the life in the Midbar. They were living their life in the Nanakovin. It's a different. Pesach is the initial avoiding, all Hastaras go away. All Hastaras go away. Which, in other words, all the Nista of Purim goes away, the Hastar goes away. And then we come into the Bechina of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Nihu Belayachi. Nihu Belayachi. That's the Lel Seder. Lel Seder is where we get married in Giluim. All the Moichin come down. It's not dark, the Moichin doesn't work if you say the Hadraga. Sukkot is a Halichot if you say the Hadraga. Pesach is Shalei Bedark. Kavonis is the Godless Moichin comes down already by Kiddush, and the Katnus Moichin is by the Karbas. Karbas is Katnus Moichin. In other words, it's not if you say the Hadraga. Okay, Pesach is Bechipozo. Alidei Diluk. Diluk, Fitzis, Diluk is. We get shocked at the Giluim that come down to us. That's, you know, like the initial first regga of his structures. That's not void of Pesach. That's the Kavanah. It's important to learn a shtickle of Kavanah at least to see what's going on exactly. I'm saying to Kafi Koitza Sichleinu, but the person doesn't learn Kavanah, doesn't learn things which are out of his ordinary. Pesach is, they all came down. They saw, Lore de Malach, Lore Sor, Lakadakach, Bokhodach, Void of Atzme. That's the night turned into day. This person has to be in a chazan himself to try to look into, you know, the pachad kigiluim of Lel Seder, pachad kigiluim of coming down, and the moichin that come down, and preparing himself for the moichin. You have to be wild. Pesach is a laila or a lunch. Kvalti.
That's why it's the Kali Yates system, because that,
yeah, that's right. The whole Tainus is when we feel the Leslamigam, we feel the Nukva, we feel the Malchus.
And that's the Gemara, the Nukva going out is the Nukva.
That's right. Announcing the Amistika Malchus. That's much the same Bira as Purim. The Vashti was the Malchus of Klippa. Malchus of Klippa, like we said, Doda Melach. If you don't look, take it the right way, then the Melach becomes a Balgaiva. You have to look at the Dalad on that side and the Dalad on the other side. You can only look at the Vav if you see Dalad on both sides. So Vashti, she was the Malchus, the Klippa, meaning that she was the feeling, she had the feeling of Malchus, that she is it. She's the Mashpia, and that's it. Now she is the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, Adam Bala Elion. El al b'mosayov, Adam Bala Elion. That's Nebuchadnezzar. And the Ikadarg is the Esther who had everything and still felt that if the Shechina was nostalgic from her, then she had nothing. KD Namaz of Tony. That was the Hafledika Madrega of Karka Oilam. That all the Malchus and all the Ashiras and everything was Ekalik to her. And she was Mamash Bechem Karka Oilam. She was the Amistika Malchus. So Tanis is a Hachana for me.
So we said, I'm pretty sure that's where she got a tail.
That's right, Mamash. In other words, she was only a Malchus, but Levush, the Olam Hazavik Levush. Take that Levush away, there's Leslamig Arme Klum. She's a nothing. It's the Malchus, the Klippa, versus the Malchus of Kedusha. Esther is called Estar. Estar is the Levona. Bonus is the Megillah. Esther is Estar. Estar is Hashem the Levona. Levona is the Dargo of the Malchus. Of Malchus is less lonely than we call. That was Esther. That's the Kesher. It's in Thomas.
Funa Rabbi. Rabbi Ezra.